Well, well, well. And then there were six. Man, what a time. So, you know, as I've been away, a lot of shit was happening, and I was like, oh my God, I need to talk about this ASAP. So I was so, I just feel like, and I'll definitely say some controversial hot takes for my opinion, because, you know, everyone likes to be all like, you know, we're not supposed to know these things. No, I want to know. I'm sorry. There's some things I want to know because it helps with closure. But anyway, let me actually explain what's been happening before I really talk about my feelings on it. Funny enough, in the last episode, I was just talking about how amazing Island is as a format, as a survival show, and it's one I really enjoy watching, and I hope we get another season soon. I guess that one finished last year, and then I've not seen any updates about if they're recruiting or doing anything this year, although I don't actually know if they do those things or it just pops up as a surprise. But hopefully next year we get one, which means the group would then debut the following year. I mean, no, that makes sense though, actually. I think that's absolutely fine. I don't want Teddy to produce for them though. Fuck me. But then Teddy's still having Golden, which is the biggest song release this year. And it's kind of so unfair that like he gets to just get away with finding successful songs when his sound is not. Anyway, yeah. I don't know who I'd want to be the kind of like main producers for it, but I do want another Island. I want maybe Big Hit is good at that, man, but they just don't have the kind of like vocalists that I think are not like trendy and like whatever. But I liked the first season for that because there was no Teddy involved. But anyway, Island 2 was really entertaining to watch. People were pushing me to get back into watching it, and I'd already watched one episode like a year ago, and I was just like, I'm not feeling it because I hated everyone's voices. I was like, this does not sound like it's going to entertain me very much because everyone's on a nasally and auto-tuned and thin and just meh. I was just like, this is not it for me. But something was like, well, when I say something, a lot of you were the something finally convinced me to just give it another try. And I thought, instead of watching the first episode again, let me just watch the second episode. And that was the answer, because I think I kept getting stuck. It's like when you're trying to watch a TV show, if you keep watching the same first episode, you're never going to do it. Like if you're falling asleep or whatever, just jump to the next episode and carry the momentum that way. So I got into it and I really loved it. I loved the talent. I loved the girls. And it was so entertaining. The drama was also really good, and really getting to know them more in a way that's also so sad, because now that in the final group, some girls don't shine the way they used to shine in the show. And Sebi is the best example of this. She owned so many performances and had this kind of like free, open, fab spirit. Like she just owned it. But in Isna, she just fades into the background. And of course, she still has moments. But I think maybe because the music is still a bit more like... only the debut song had oomph. But the other ones, even like Sign and Beep, they're cute songs. And yet, I don't know what it is. She just doesn't shine as much in a way that like Sarang still shines. Or Coco or Jungin or Jimin. So I find that really weird. In the show, she just had those moments where she stood out. But anyway, I was invested. And when I started the show, Ji-yoon had gone on hiatus. Now, she had gone on a hiatus in February this year, or was it January? It's one of the two. And that kind of came out of left field. And everyone was already like, uh-oh, what does this mean? And as per usual, you just hear health issues. Wait, am I jumping too far ahead? No, let me go back to Island. So watching the show was great. Having to see them do the project and also really getting to hear them sing more and seeing them dance more and seeing who got along pretty much throughout the show and who had conflicts throughout the show, like Jungkook and Ji and Ji-yoon, they really stretched that out, but their making up was really nice. So you get into all of that, and then And especially Ji-Yoon. I did not expect... Someone had already said to me, Ji-Yoon brings the drama. Now, when I saw her face initially, I thought she was like a really, like, almost like meeky, really introverted, very shy kind of like girl. I don't know, something about her face looks like she wouldn't be... She wouldn't have attitude, but bitch, she was entertaining as hell the whole show. Not only like that time she went to ground and she was eliminated by the others, or no one picked her to stay, and she just sat there, and everyone's like, oh, some of the other girls are crying, and she just sat there in shock, looking pissed off, and then she just like, they're all trying to cut her, and she gets up and she shrugs them off, and she's like, I don't understand. I don't understand. You guys didn't pick me. And she just walks in. She makes it so awkward, but it's so beautiful because a lot of the times everyone tries to do the whole, oh, like I'm heartbroken and act for the cameras. She did not give a fuck. And that's very refreshing, especially for a female idol to have that kind of raw, I don't give a fuck energy kind of things. And she obviously did give a fuck, but she really, it came across like she just had this, she was authentic, you could say. And seeing her trying to work to get back into the thing. But also, she would have low moments where she was just didn't have the motivation and she'd just be laying there and people go and check on her. Like, she just, she has a very, she was ruled by her emotions and she's a Cancer. But funny enough, she reminds me so much of an Aries. I don't know if her moon is in Aries or she's an Aries rising or she's a Mercury Aries something, because of, she has this that directness, and she's very blunt, insanely blunt, and that's a very Aries thing. And she just had that vibe, and it was kind of awkward sometimes seeing the girls try to like go and talk to her, because you think she's gonna bite their heads off. But she eventually grows and develops and becomes a team player, and her seeing her become that was really touching. So imagine, I'm watching all this right whilst knowing she's on hiatus, and I'm thinking, okay, this girl was like really trying, she was going for it, like what could have gone wrong here? Because when someone goes on hiatus that early on in the career, they've just debuted, it's like something is not right here. This doesn't feel like a real hiatus, especially when there's no definitive like timeline or date, which is something I hate, but I'll talk about that later. So eventually I get to the finale. They pick six girls. It was meant to be six, allegedly. I know some people believe that it was always meant to be seven, and that makes sense too. And then the producers last minute were like, no, we're going to add one more person because we think they need to be in this lineup, which was Sebi. And that was a great choice. So Ji-Yoon, Jung-Eun, Sarang, Coco, Mai, and Jimin were the picks from the... Though the picks from, five of them were picks from the crowd, from the audience, and Mai was the producer's pick, and then they also picked Sebi to go in there. So they had seven girls, and it's funny, I was like, I guess it was always meant to be six then. So they picked seven girls, and everything is exciting, and they're like, finally. But so funny, when you look at Ji-Yoon's reaction, as maybe it was shock, but I didn't see a sort of like, I don't know, she didn't get emotional, but then again, that's just her. I don't know, it didn't seem, her reaction was the oddest out of everyone, but that could just be hindsight giving me that. So yeah, they picked the seven girls, and then obviously they debuted with a song called Isna as well, which is a hit, and the choreo is amazing, chemistry's there, then they performed whatever. They didn't even have the first comeback yet, and then we hear that Ji-Yoon's going to hiatus, and everyone was distraught because she is the strongest vocalist and has a really unique tone and all that kind of stuff. And we're just thinking, I guess now Jung-Eun has to carry all the vocals, but obviously Sarang can absolutely step up. I think she has the best tone and also has a great voice. So, and Sebi, and yeah, some of the others as well. So, you know, everyone has to kind of step up. But yeah, everyone was like, what? And at this point, I wasn't really that invested in Isna. I didn't really know much. All I knew was this. All people were saying was like, oh, she's like, she has the best voice and she's on hiatus. Oh, no. And people were saying, oh, no, because they could sense where this was going. They were like, hiatus, health issues. Excuse me. health issues. Ooh, what does this mean? Simply because there's usually a lack of transparency in these things. And everyone's thinking, well, she seemed fine. But you never know, obviously, when idols are performing, you just never know who is experiencing something and who isn't. So I finished the show after we had the news that, and this is 3 weeks ago, or maybe a month ago now, on the six month mark of her leaving, of her going on hiatus, Week One announces that Ji-Yoon has left the group. And I was so disappointed because it was like, oh, it could have been so great. Like, why couldn't she just return? And just would have been like, come on, give us a couple of albums, you know, just come on. So yeah, to find out that she left was really disappointing and such a shame because, and I also hate even numbers. It's like we had a perfect 7 here. And her voice starts off the songs. So even that as well, and her attitude really fits the vibe of the group. So the statement that we got, and also let me add, initially when she was on hiatus, she actually, the girl group members spoke about her a lot. They will mention her and they'll say they miss her. And, you know, she was always involved pretty much until, I guess, 4 months in or so, they started talking about her a little bit less. And then initially, her signature was part of the performances until they performed a few days before they announced her leaving. They had signatures and it was only 6 signatures. And I was like, uh-oh, what's happened there? And I'm guessing by that point, they'd already cut ties legally. So I guess they couldn't really use her likeness or her images or, that's the same thing, or her signature, I meant to say. So maybe they'd already done whatever. So anyway, on the date, this is Week One's statement. They go, hello, this is Week One. We sincerely thank all the fans who cherish and support ISNA. We would like to inform you about the future activities of member Yoon Ji-Yoon. After long and careful consideration, Yoon Ji-Hoon has decided to conclude team activities. Since the beginning of the year, Yoon Ji-Yoon has been focusing on rest and recovery. And during that time, the company and the artist had an in-depth discussions about the direction of future activities. As a result, it was decided that Ji-Yoon will be stepping away from group activities with health as a top priority. Therefore, ISNA will carry on their journey as a six-member group from now on. We're truly sorry for any concern this sudden news may cause, and we will do our utmost to ensure that ISNA can repay your support with great performances. We kindly ask for your continued warm support and love for ISNA as it continues to grow and move forward. These statements, man. As soon as you hear, hi, hello, this is whatever, you just kind of go, oh God. And if only that was just saying, you know, she's to return to team activities in an ideal world, that would be great. But now this goes into speculation. I do feel like we deserve to know. I know it's an unpopular take because, yes, your people's health issues should be their personal thing. But to me, I'm like, you got me invested in your thing and you were in a TV show that everyone was invested in. If your health issues were always there around that time as well, surely you could have been like, I can't participate in this show anymore. And I get that human actions are not always, you know, hindsight is 2020. Sometimes we do things that don't make sense. So I also leave room and grace for that. But then I'm like, that show is grueling as hell. And you survived and you pushed through. Which makes me go, is it health issues? Because obviously you don't have to say like, oh my God, guys, I have lupus and it's affecting. I mean, also that you also could as well. Maybe some transparency will also help. But I get why, you know, people don't want to share personal things. But something about that statement makes us feel as though that is not the truth. That's where the speculation comes from. Rather than wanting to know the ins and outs of your chart, your health chart, we just want to feel as though we're actually getting the truth because some things didn't line up. So there was also a controversy regarding when one of these managers, that was Ji-Yoon's manager, and she was also Ricky from Zero Bases One's manager, and everyone kind of doesn't like him. He seems to be maybe physically rough, abrasive, maybe abusive, we don't know. So there's a lot of speculation around him and perhaps him being the issue for that. And this is when you wonder, like, what's going on behind the scenes? Because we know, just like any workplace, you could experience harassment, you could experience, I guess, bullying, you could experience being sidelined or being disregarded in a way. So that can also be a thing. So then you wonder, did she weigh up her options and go, I don't know if it's the right environment for me and maybe I should leave? Or, and we say that because, so on her birthday, she uploaded a, no, she didn't upload, sorry. She went to like a cafe, I guess, to write a message for her fans, and she asked them to not upload it anywhere. But as soon as she left, baby, that statement was everywhere. That statement was on like every website. So yeah, she wrote the letter. And for me, once she wrote that letter and the fact she asked people not to share it, I was already like, that seems odd. Like, why is it not shareable? If it was good news or something positive, surely she would have. So I found that to be the first, and her birthday was in July. So this is the letter that she wrote. Hello, it's Ji-Yoon. There have been so many things I've wanted to say, and just knowing I can finally share them today already makes me feel relieved. While my time felt like it was standing still, I enjoyed by thinking maybe the reason I'm going through something this difficult is so that one day I can understand someone else's loneliness more deeply. Having fans by my side is the most miraculous thing that has ever happened to me, and thanks to that miracle, I was able to endure. Now I've become someone who cannot live without you. We feel the same way, right? We have to take responsibility for each other, right? I still have a long way to go before I'm fully grown, but I feel like I've taken at least one more step forward. I missed you to the point of going crazy, but now I feel like I can finally dream again, even if those dreams are dark. Thank you for spending my second birthday together with me. Please be happy. P.S. I worried it might sound cliche, so I kept it to myself all this time. But today I want to say, I love you. These are words my puppies, aka fans, once wrote to me. They comforted me, but they're also words I want to say to them, so I'm writing them here. It's okay, you can let go. I love even your imperfect self. The road is never always straight. It's okay, that's natural. When your time begins to flow again, we'll be together. Our love goes both ways, so it will never fail to reach you. I hope your darkness will only ever be a dark dream. Don't leave. Thank you, truly, to all of you. Now, one thing about Koreans, everything they write is so fucking poetic and metaphorical. Sometimes I'm like, what did you just say? And I felt that, ironically, she's like, she can finally share her thoughts. But I'm like, baby, you didn't share a damn thing. Everything felt so metaphorical and really abstract. And I don't know if a lot of fans, maybe when you read it in Korean, the context lands a lot better. But I feel like a lot of fans reading that probably felt like, what does this mean? Are you leaving us? Or like, I don't know. It felt kind of, I guess, ominous is the word. Because especially her talking about the dark dreams and how she's felt. And I guess, you know, health issues could also be mental health issues. Maybe for her to say she can finally dream again, it's like, what she's suffering from, maybe depression. And speculating these things, people are so scared to speculate them. And I think that also helps to keep health issues a taboo subject, because we're having to know, like, no, let's not discuss it. It's not for us to know. But then we're discussing it anyway. Let's be for real. We're still contemplating, because the way she's writing these things is not transparent enough to confirm or set something that makes you go, oh, that's it, so you can leave it alone. Everything just makes you leave with more questions and go, wait, what? Was she going through this? Is this what it was? So I don't think that statement really helped to clarify anything further. Rather, she's looking forward to a new chapter, I guess, and she feels hopeful for the future. So to me, I feel like by this point, she probably had decided to already leave the group, and maybe they'd already kind of confirmed it with the company and they'd had the discussions and that's it. So I think there was a statement from Isna. Did Isna write a statement? I don't think so. Isna's statement, because what I feel like they had tried to encourage her to come back for a while. Maybe the thing that was fans speculating that they'd wanted her to really come back, but it seemed she'd already made up her mind to leave. Now, I don't think that there's no statement from Isna, excuse me, from the other members. So, yeah, so seeing that statement, I was like, okay, that's ominous. And I guess she's still in Wake One, which is good. So at least we know she may still have a future. I speculate that she's going to re-debut maybe in a co-ed group. I think they Wake One wants a piece of that pie. That's possible. Something with also, I know some people made great arguments that she can definitely keep up with the choreography with Isna, but I think knowing how she was on the show, and sometimes she feels like she's letting down the others because she's slower to learn choreography, and Isna's only going to get busier and the choreo is going to stay just as intense. Maybe a part of her just felt like, am I drawing these girls back? Am I going to be able to keep up? Like, maybe she could have another physical ailment or mental thing where she just, it means it would have been a harder road for her. And maybe she just made the best choice possible to make her own path. And I think that will suit her more to have a group where the choreo, it's not, she's a vocalist, like she's a singer. And I think that's where her priorities need to be. And in a group setting where it is more focused on that, I think she will shine more without having to worry about learning this intricate, hard choreo, because Isna's choreo is crazy. So it kind of feels meant to be. But yeah, where I stand on transparency, as someone who does love transparency, I feel like leaving fans to then speculate and really wonder what you mean, because everyone's always talking in fucking riddles, it actually only causes more problems than anything. And maybe there's a way to be transparent in a way that's not too personal, but also is enough to just kind of make people see that, okay, that's what you mean, and just leave it at that. Because we're left in this weird limbo of like, what was the truth? And you're always wondering what it was, because also so many idols have, it's always health, health, health. And it could be because it is such a strenuous job, but it's never any specific. So then you kind of all wonder, are you being serious? And also you've got people who have left being trainees that say, yeah, when they say health issues, they're lying. So then being aware of that makes you go, oh, you lot are lying to me. What's the real reason? What's it? Were the girls punching each other? Of course, they would never tell us that. But yeah, those things make you wonder. And then we had a surprise a few days ago where Ji-Yoon, no, it wasn't her, some other person, some guy who's in a group somewhere, I can't remember, it's not someone from a big group, uploaded a TikTok with Ji-Yoon of them like dancing to something. And you know, she looks happy and stuff. And this, people in the comments were pissing me off. People were going, oh, she's dancing, she seems fine, why is she not in Isna then? It's like, girl, be serious. She's doing a fucking 10-second TikTok. Do you think that's the same as intricate choreo for an hour? Like, be serious. So, and also, like we said, we don't know what health issues means, because mental health can also be part of health issues. Physically, she might be okay, but you don't know the ins and outs. So that was random. That's the first sighting of her on anything new on socials, I guess, this year, because in January they weren't really doing much. And then February she went on hiatus. So it was kind of a shock to the system to see her pop up. It's like, okay, what does this mean? And for me, I read it as to see her with a male idol, even though he's in a group, something about that signals like a soft launch for like, be ready for her with a male idol in some sort of capacity. Maybe a duo would eat, like the new, what's the duo? The brother-sister duo that I reacted to? Oh, what's their name? Maybe something like that would be great. Who knows? But I do think they want to repurpose her for a new kind of group dynamic. I don't think they're done with her just yet. and she probably still has a contract to fulfill. Who knows how these things work? But yeah, it's a shame. And it kind of took away a bit of the magic from It's Enough for Me, because I was excited to see how she's going to come back and then rebuild, and the seven of them carry on, and to also hear her on the six, on the songs with the six of them, and see how that was going to go. But once again, I'm interrupted, so it's done. So I guess we'll see how things go. But I still really like Izna as a six. Like I said, I love Sarang's tone, and Jungin is just that girl, and the rest, you know, they perform amazingly and they have great charisma and star quality. So I'm looking forward to seeing them as well. And their comeback is tomorrow. Oh my god, yeah, I think it is tomorrow. So perfect timing for this episode. So that's it for today, and I'm looking forward to being back on this podcast. Like I said on the other episode, these are going to be audio only, because you lot do not appreciate the visuals and you don't engage with them much. So I'm going to stop doing extra work if it's not warranted. So until there's a need for it, I'm not going to do any visual stuff. I just doesn't feel necessary. So until next week, I will speak to you lot soon. Bye.